But the Wild West, yeah, the City. Duels did happen, but they're like, they only rarely happen in the American West.
If you're an EU citizen, you can live anywhere in the EU and it's no problem whatsoever.
Oh. Look at the Viking culture where they like, it's like once a year, it's festival, and people just sacrifice to their gods, and those people would go willingly. They'd be like, yes, it's like, die for my god. What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, month, week, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What's up, Paula and Caleb?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, guys? I know, random podcast episode out of nowhere. Just kind of a little run-in. Like, let's do this.
Thanks for having us on here.
Always. I feel like we were talking about so many topics like right before we even got here. We started talking about history.
Yeah.
Then we went into what?
The Roman Empire.
It was, the Roman Empire. We went to H2O. You're telling us about some H2O game. Yeah. None of you guys know that. It was an Australian show about mermaids, right?
Yeah. So I was saying how it was like a girls' game at the pool. When you'd go swimming, you'd always ask if you wanted to play H2O and you'd choose between the three mermaids.
Yeah.
And we got into other swimming games like Colors.
Dude.
Sharks and Minnows.
Sharks and Marco Polo.
Marco Polo was always a good one.
That was a good one.
Smear the Queer. I love playing that in the shallow end. You just throw the ball up and ever. Yeah. Football. That was just because I was
thinking all. What was like? I feel like, was there a game with those
Colors of Night? Oh, the
Tito's.
Well, you just throw them down and wouldn't you race to get them or something like that?
Yeah, was it that? Oh, remember when we get the big rocks? And we like walk on the bottom of the pools with giant rocks.
Huh. I remember that. Okay. And then we had Allen's with the covering that would go over.
No, that was Austin.
Boston.
Austin Gilbert.
Yeah. Austin. He would, you know, like the electric covers for pools that like just cover the entire thing? You just press the button.
Like a pool cover.
And it just covers it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he'd press, no, they'd press a button and it would just.
Yeah.
They're fancy. And so we would go under it, and we'd press the button, and we'd wait for the cover to get halfway, and then we'd start swimming. And I was like 5, maybe. And he's not,
like
my other brother is
grade.
Like 13. It was life or death for me, because they would grab me. I would thought I was going to die in there. I was struggling sometimes. I did not like playing that game. Like, and I'd be like, let's go. And they'd be like, no, wait. And I see the thing closing. And I was like, I'm not making it.
I won't lie. My imagination would be the best. For whatever reason, dude, I'd get scared that there was a shark in the pool with me.
Oh, yeah. That was a legitimate fear for me, too. Even though, like, there's no way.
You felt it?
I was always imagining a shark in the water.
But why, though? Why did we always put a shark in the pool?
Imagination.
Was that, like, water? The time when, like, shark movies were a thing?
I mean, shark. I mean, Jaws. Look, Jaws was 70s.
Yeah,
wasn't
but
it?
Then like, there's
they
always
remake it in the
Shark
early
2000s. Nato or something.
Oh, Sharknado is a big thing.
But
now, sure,
I was like high school when I was in.
Yo, that was
middle
school. Dude, there's like 7 of them now.
That's true.
Because I remember we watched like the first like 3 or 4 because my mom loved them for some reason because of all the celebrities that would join like go like star. So we would just watch them for fun, and I remember we got to like 3, and then. I remember, like, the 6th one came out, and I heard about it.
I don't watch it at all.
I remember watching the first couple.
They watched them?
They were...
No. I don't interest really watching them. I remember, like, it being a thing. I remember the Sharknado, like, wait, man.
I remember, I don't know what magazine, it was just a shark, a great white shark, and I would look at it, and then I'd scream and hide in the closet.
You just look at
it? I'd look at it and scream and hide in the closet.
You just did that to yourself multiple times?
Yeah.
You'd look at it.
You ever wonder why? Like, why?
I was afraid of sharks.
So, like, was that you trying to get over your fear?
No, that was me trying to, like, hate them even more. You know, just things you do with
your shark. Should I show you, like, the Sharpoon shark video? Yeah, the one I showed Noah, like, 2 episodes ago. It's, like, the shark charging the dude out of nowhere, and he kills it with the harpoon gun. So, like, it gives her the fear of sharks, but the satisfaction that he got the shark.
I don't like sharks. Yeah, and it just seems like they're coming more and more to shore, and it just freaks me out. I don't like it. They're scary.
You know what?
Is it global warming that's causing?
Because they like cold water, but I think they're like getting sicker, or something's leading them to the shore.
Or food.
Food's getting more scarce.
There's that.
Because, like, I swear that I swear I heard somewhere, so, like, don't hold me to this fact, guys. Like, I'm trying never to put misinformation out in the world. But that, like, it was, like, sometime, like, pretty close that, or, like, some company's buying up all, like, a certain fish. I forget what fish it was, but, like, this company's buying a bunch of it and just freezing it because they know in, like, 30 years that fish is going to be basically extinct, so they can just hike the prices up really, really high. When, like, no one else can get it.
This is why you
shouldn't they just, like, take their DNA and store it and then farm them or reintroduce them to the wild once they become extinct?
You're talking so,
yeah, like, have, like, true. Rights over their DNA. Isn't that what they should do?
No, that'd be facts, though.
But then that's the Jurassic Park way we start doing.
I'll look this up.
Because those fishes existed in our ecosystem with us, not the dinosaurs.
Company.
You know what I mean?
Company.
Cool that dinosaurs, but
fish.
And.
I don't know about that.
Seeing, though, I wouldn't want to ever come into. I mean. Although, you know what is. I always found interesting is like. How,
yeah, that might have been false. See, that's what we talk about. Because that makes sense. Why wouldn't a company do that? Why not just like, hey, we can just farm the crap out of these things?
Yeah.
Unless it is just greed, though, you think about it. Why let them go extinct and then we can sell this stockpile for a shit ton of money?
Yeah, but then once the stockpile's gone.
So what? They don't care. They made their money.
I know, but why not just create the demand solely to you? Why not just. Target, like,
oh, like you
narrow the market,
you become the only one.
Yeah, then you let everyone else go extinct, and then you're like, oh, you want the fish,
dude? What if this is actually happening?
They just don't know.
We just gave them an idea, and they're like,
they have farms underneath their thing. They're just farming these animals, but no one knows about it because they're going extinct. They're polluting their waters to kill the fish right now.
It's terrible.
I know. Business. Greed gets you.
That's how it works.
Dude, isn't that crazy? That,
oh,
like,
so messed
there
up
are, like,
with
companies that are just like, you know what? I got this toxic waste. I could get rid of it the right way, but, you know.
It's cheaper to do this way.
Is there a right way to get rid of it? What's the right way? You burn it? That produces.
There's probably the safest way. I don't think dumping it in the ocean.
What's the safest way?
I say we can it up. Can it up and send it to the middle of the earth.
That's not the safest way. That is one way, though.
How would if you dig it deep enough and bury it?
Do you
it
know what that does to the soil?
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
the soil?
My God. He doesn't know how things work.
That's fair.
When you put stuff into the soil,
it decomposes, yeah.
Yeah, and it goes into streams. It gets into our food we consume.
You know, FBI watch list is probably looking this up. How to get rid of
toxins. That is all online. Just don't accuse certain names. That's all you got to do. And this is all alleged.
I was just more joking,
I feel like we just have to find an island in the whole, like, big enough, and the whole world just has to dedicate that island for the waste.
So,
just
like,
close it off.
Ruin a whole ecosystem.
No, we find one that
we don't know what else to do. Doesn't have a lot of people, so still push out the people that are already there. I mean, they've already done this.
Island.
Waste must be.
Although, are there?
I don't know. They don't really give me a definite answer on how to actually properly get rid of it.
Exactly, because there isn't. There's just options, and they're all bad. You know, speaking of your idea about the island, you know that one island that is just, like, filled with a bunch of snakes, and no one can get on it? They could do that. Yeah, there's an island where, like, every certain amount of feet, there's a snake, because there's so many. Yeah, yeah.
How did they just, how, like...
There's just so many snakes, and they're so poisonous.
Did they just breed, though, there? Or, like, did someone just put a lot of
snakes? I think they just bred there, and, like, people, like, you cannot go on the island. You will die.
So let's just put all the waste there.
I guess, yeah.
Well, all the snake lovers would hate that, but...
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, who cares?
Damn.
I'm kidding.
Snakes are coolish. I can't get behind the feeling of them.
I like snakes.
I like them. They look cool behind glass. I'll leave them at that. But, like, slither, and they don't got legs, dude. They just slither. I don't like that. It's not natural.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look natural.
You know, I've never been a snake hater. I hate spiders, but snakes,
they creep me out.
I've had them. I've held snakes before. And it's just,
I hate insects too, though. I hate all insects, spiders, all that stuff. Nah, I'm good.
So would you like kill a spider for me?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Like,
well, I have to vacuum them up because I can't. I saw him a video. My sister and I have a procedure. We like spray it with Windex.
The ceiling.
Yeah, we spray it.
Hey, look up at her ceiling.
Yeah, I can't.
If we see a spider, we get the vacuum right now.
This one, they had.
Or we do it live.
No, yeah, that's how you do it.
I mean, I guess, but that poor spider going on like the ride of his life. Imagine him just bouncing around.
Spiders are not meant to be seen. Like, that's on them for being seen. They should be hidden eating insects in a corner.
That's fair. Do your job.
Yeah, just do your job, man.
Don't see.
True. I don't like insects, so I guess I don't really care what that spider's last moments were. Yeah, I don't know. I hate it all. I can tolerate them. Like, you know, I've gone through plenty of times where, like, I'm surrounded by bugs and stuff. But
bugs don't really bother me. Like, if it gets on me, get it off me. But, like,
yeah,
I can be next to bugs. Spiders, I don't want near me.
Spiders,
yeah.
Dude, remember Dad talking about that camel spider?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh, the one that, like,
in Afghanistan?
The fight with?
Yeah,
I do remember that. That was funny.
Yeah. So, apparently, when my dad was out over in Afghanistan, he was talking about, he was just, like, chilling. I think he was, like, wherever his, like, wherever his room was or wherever he was sleeping. But, apparently, he was just in a hallway in this big old camel spider. You ever see a camel spider?
No, but there's a huge.
Yeah, there's
huge. Apparently, this camel spider just, like, came into the hallway and, like, just was looking at him. And, like, he was, like,
squared
the heck?
Up.
And it, like, kind of, like, squared up and charged at him. So, like, I mean, he, of course, just stomped on it. But, like, he was like, the spider really just charged me.
Yeah. I would have ran away. I can't.
The action, dude. The spider's like, I can take you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I know spiders, they sense, like, vibration.
Right.
So he just, like, have you ever, like, a small spider, have you ever moved and no matter what the size is, a spider runs towards you?
I've seen small spiders charge me.
Yeah, because it's the vibration.
Interesting.
Wait, the vibration, so they are attracted to the vibration?
I think so, because they can't see very well.
So they just think you're, like, a really big food source?
I don't know what they think, but they'll run towards you. They rarely hide. They, like, run towards you to hide. They're stupid.
Dumb spiders.
Another reason why you should just do your job, eat instincts or insects.
Yeah.
In a corner.
In a corner. Nobody put baby in the corner, though. Sorry. I don't know. That always makes me think of when Emerson is in the corner, my head just goes straight there. No one put baby in the corner. But yeah. So what about history, guys? I kind of want to go.
I was just thinking about the Roman Empire.
No way. Me too.
I think about it like every couple days.
I wouldn't say a couple days. Like, I definitely know I haven't thought of the Roman Empire like the last 2 weeks.
I think about it if I see one of those posts or like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When something triggers it or yeah.
I don't ever think of it out in my life.
I'd be like, man, wouldn't it have been crazy just to be like a Roman soldier? Like, just conquering the known world.
I thought of that. No, it wouldn't be that fun, dude. You had to walk.
I know. Well, yeah, you think deep, it was really crappy. Actually, you had
the worst part.
I don't know. How? What was the age span of, like, a Roman soldier?
I don't know. Back then, dude, you didn't get past 50.
I think there's a lot of, like, fantasy over Roman soldiers and what they did. Like, I don't know if it was that great to be a Roman soldier. Like, I
during the entire age of the Roman army was 18 to 22. So
you'd be dead.
Yeah.
You still have a year.
So after 25 years of service, he would have been 43 to 47 years old. provided he had managed to live beyond the average life expectancy, he would have.
Life expectancy.
They're known as a Romans living. So there are many known Romans living in their 60s and 70s. Were you just doing like some like ASMR, like ASMS or whatever they
say? ASMS.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I just ASMR. Always wanted to try it with like a microphone, like a legitimate microphone, and not like my Apple headphones.
Hey.
Are you like, you're
like into this? Like, you into
yeah,
this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you listen to how I go to sleep?
Not always. I used to for a while. It really helps calm you down because you're so focused on the nice sound, so you just disconnect.
I've never been able to. I listen to it, dude, and I'm like, what?
I've just seen Instagram videos of it. I never, like, tried it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't like those. I like the...
Cool.
You know, like,
I really want to know what this is going to sound like.
I don't like the sexy ones with the lips and everything. I mean, I'm not that demographic, granted, but you know.
I don't know. You want to see what I do on my ASMR?
That's how it sounds like when a commercial plays.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, guys, for everyone that just listened to that. I just hurt some people's ears. I just hurt some people's ears. Yeah. ASMR.
That's why you don't do it. You're a podcaster.
Yeah, that's why I'll stick to this. Yeah, I'll stick to talking.
Anyways. The Roman Empire. Yes. Soldiers.
So, okay, yeah, they were brutal, but look at the time they were in. I mean, you can't like be like, oh, they were so brutal. No, that was the mindset. That was the culture.
Well, I didn't say they were so brutal.
Oh, I thought you said they're glamorized.
That's the word. Thank you. They're glamorized, like it was so great, and just a bunch of bros, and they vegan diets,
growing out,
had all this muscle, and
killing some barbarians,
and like it was a good thing to be gay. Like they just take everything that they can, and they glamorize it.
Oh, is it okay? I wouldn't say that I glamorize them. I would say. I ever realized, like, I know the history. Their conditions were, I mean, very different and rough. And, I mean, it was a tough life. Like, soldiering was a tough life back then. But, I mean, were they brutal, bro?
But have you heard, like, the things that they were vegans?
That was, I don't think.
But don't you hear, like, these random statements about them?
That's just misinformation. That's just people having a good time. Like, people that go on and change Wikipedia stuff.
Over hundreds and hundreds of years of history, details are going to change.
Exactly. People are always going to say this or find new. Like, we'll never actually know what it was like to live back then.
Could have been completely different than what we think.
Yeah.
And what we learned in history.
What we think, or they just misinterpreted something, or who knows? We'll never know. But, as far as we do know, like, our histories are about, I mean, the Romans are brutal guys. They were, like, brutal. They occupied and they ruled with, like, an iron fist. They were brutal. But, like, at the same time, dude, that was the culture. And, I mean, that was the world. Dude, like, think about it. People were just able to, like, kill each other in the open street, man.
But maybe that is one of those other facts that we get misconstrued. Did they actually do that? It was a great empire.
Made me think of this. I watched, I don't know how accurate to the time it was, but you ever watch Gangs of New York?
Mm-mm.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
It was, like, it's based in, like, 1863, like during the Civil War. It's like about these gangs in New York, the ones that actually reigned New York during the time, and all the Irish were coming in, and then that riot that happened. I guess there was a riot back in like 1863 in New York, where like the military came in and like burned a huge section of it. I remember learning about that almost. I don't know. Just fact check. See if it's true. But anyways, like during that time, but dude, people were just like straight up just killing each other in that movie. I knew it was like a movie, but also like the conditions and what the city looked like. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was probably pretty accurate if they were going to try to get it right. I was like, it was a brutal time. So even think 200 years, not even like a little less than 200 years ago is that brutal. Now imagine 2000 years ago.
I mean, you don't really have any evidence because... Like, you kill someone on the street.
I see your point, but I wonder if that was the case, like, living as a civilian in a city. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think, like, because, I know in a lot of cultures, like, if you just said the wrong thing to a guy, you're able to duel. Think West, like, in the, like, Wild West. What you say outside, and they just duel each other to the death.
You have just referenced two movies and no actual history.
What do you mean? I was just saying, no, like, that time period, people dueled.
This town's not big enough for the two of
people, us. People just straight up dueled each other in the street. I mean, definitely that has been, like, in history, well written, where these guys are just meeting in the street, draw.
Yeah. But, like, for what reasons?
That was the thing. I think it's been probably, like, yeah, multiple, like, you said something wrong to a guy, maybe a debt. But maybe you, like...
Debt? I mean, that makes sense.
It was definitely probably more common because you got to think of, like, there is no technology, no evidence. If no one saw it, you can't blame anyone.
Well, like, I think there had to be a witness, I'm pretty sure.
No.
No, I'm saying, we're just saying, like, just killing people, going back to, like, the realm of... I'm saying it'd be more common because it'd be so much easier to get away with it.
It is,
and
yeah.
You know, I think robbers and stuff would just, like, probably kill people to take their stuff.
Yeah, poor people would probably kill the rich.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the French Revolution, that was obviously poor people killing the rich, but, like, back then, the rich were... very wealthy, so to kill them, I don't think it was that easy.
The Wild West thing, yeah, the city. Duels did happen, but they're like, they only rarely happened in the American West. Rather than, like, cordially confronting each other in the dusty streets, in a deadly game of quick draw, most men began shooting at each other in a drunken brawl and spontaneous arguments. And spontaneous arguments. You got to think about it, people just even, like, 200 years ago, just, what? He called me dumb.
Don't they do that now?
It's more fist fights now.
Yeah, but now we have, like, laws and, like, actual, like, a system. So you shoot someone, now you're going to face a judge. That's how we, like, evolved.
And back then they didn't?
I think they did. They had judges, but, like, it was probably way harder to convict someone. Like, or even find out who killed someone.
And also, you gotta think of the dirty judges, probably. You just Bible them a couple.
Nowadays, we don't have dirty judges.
Oh, no, 100%. But I'm just saying, it was probably easier to get away with this stuff because we didn't have as much eyes on us than we do now. Like, everyone's looking. We have cameras everywhere.
In the Roman Empire? I looked up how common were murders in the Roman Empire.
Sure.
Wonder if they can...
Murder was common in ancient Rome. That's just all it said. Murder was common in ancient Rome, regardless of social class. Yeah, because think about it. They killed Julius Caesar. He was murdered by the Senate. Like, they killed each other.
So Julius Caesar was during the Roman Empire. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Emperor Caesar?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
He's the one that added in months.
I didn't want to sound...
No, I know, but remember he added two extra months?
Nah, you can't sound stupid. You just have a good time.
Is that the... What? He was an interesting guy, for sure.
He put in June and July, did he not?
Talking to the mic.
Sorry, he put in June and July, did he not? Because if you think about November was
the Roman gods, I'm pretty sure.
Because, well, if you go by the September means seven... October was 8, November 9, December was 10, and then Julius came in and was like, I want 2 months, and then threw 2 months in there.
So, yeah, another source claims June is named after,
July, wasn't it? He threw in July.
Julius Caesar, yeah.
Yeah.
In the year 46 BC,
yeah, he messed
Julius
the purple
Caesar
calendar.
Introduced a new calendar season, the Julian calendar.
Yeah.
He added 10 days to the end of the year and introduced the leap day.
Oh, wait. Oh, really? Oh. Add a month?
So is it
who added
the same as the calendar we have now? Because I know ours is Christian-based.
Well, it's June. It was still, he created the month of June.
Okay.
He added it to the calendar, so we still adopted
it. Is it because they made, like, astrology discovery?
You gotta also think a lot of Christians, like a lot of the big Christians were Romans or were like from
but
Roman.
BC is before Christ, so it was before like Jesus came.
So but like they all adapted. Rome conquered most of the world, so probably
Catholic religion.
Well, yeah, and also Rome conquered most of the world. Mm-hmm. And even when Jesus was crucified, Rome was still in hold of most of the world. So after their fall, like the world, most of them kept the calendar system probably because they were so used to going off of it. Everyone had to go off of Roman time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Probably.
So after that, so, I mean, that probably just got adapted throughout. Isn't that crazy to think that's probably why? It's because everyone just kind of adapted a little bit of Rome.
Yeah, but I know there's other calendars, like, there's...
you have like, the Chinese
Persian New Year. Chinese New Year.
Wait, Russian
New Year?
Persian New Year.
Oh, Persian. There's
different calendars.
Isn't there a Jewish one, too? I thought we celebrated it.
You're talking about, like, no.
There was.
Hanukkah, but
that's... No, that's a holiday.
That's a holiday, yeah.
No, I thought... I didn't know if their calendar was a little... I don't know if they...
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Because there was another Jewish holiday that I remember Mom was celebrating, where she said that, like, it was that day. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know, but I forget what it was.
I do not know. What's up, Paula?
I went to the, what do you call it? The, I don't want to butcher the name. It's that famous museum in Paris that's underground. And I saw a lot of sculptures. The Louvre? I think that's what it's called.
The Louvre?
The Louvre. Thank you.
Louvre?
The Louvre. Yeah, and you saw a lot of sculptures from like Roman times, and it was beautiful. It's crazy because people really dedicated their whole life to their art. Like all they would do with their time is that one thing, like be a sculptor.
Da Vinci. No, he was an inventor.
Well, he's multiple things.
Yeah, he was.
And it's wild because the people who commissioned this artwork, they were like the rich of the rich of the rich, like the 1%. And it was just wild to see that.
Well, what was it? The Sistine Chapel? Isn't that the Michelangelo one that he painted? The entire ceiling? The effort, I remember seeing something about it, like the way his body was for like hours and hours on days to get the angles. Like that dude was in the most uncomfortable spots to paint there. He like dedicated. I mean,
look at his art. Yeah, look at his art.
Like it's still there.
He really, I mean, in history, that dude is remembered.
After the Middle Ages.
Because it was like Renaissance.
Leonardo.
Was the Renaissance
1700s? I'm pretty sure. It might have.
Well, the American Revolution War happened in the
1700s. Of course,
The Renaissance, I'm pretty sure, happened way before the American Civil War. Revolutionary. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the Renaissance.
I just know you got Michelangelo, Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello.
1600s, yeah. But I know for sure some period was in the 1700s.
Yeah, dude, I had no idea about Renaissance.
Like this is from the museum. No, actually, this is from Versailles. I lied. This is imagine commissioning this. Just because you can. This is just ceiling of your...
Well, yeah. That art era was so wild. Just like the angels.
The Renaissance was... It took place from the 14th century to the 17th century. So we were both kind of right.
Yeah, well, that's when I... So 1500s to the 1800s.
The 14th century. I'm dumb.
Don't go by
I took AP European History in case anyone... wonders my credibility.
14th century? Because we're the 21st one.
It's the 1500s.
We're in the 21st century right now.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So...
We're in the 2000s.
20.
So it's the one before. So wouldn't it be the 1300s to the 1600s?
The Middle Ages was like...
From 1450 to 1650.
So 14th century is like the 1500s?
That's close.
1450.
That's the 16th.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would have still been the 15th, yeah.
Okay.
So wait, if we're in the 21st. Yes.
It went on for 200 years.
Wait, it wasn't in the 1700s or Renaissance?
No. I knew it happened before the American Revolution. Because I was like, no, because that was like, that was Da Vinci, that was...
Well, the 20th century was the 1900s.
Yeah, but they were still like, I mean, muskets were still like early development during the Renaissance. That's what I know, because come the American Revolution, we had a very well-defined musket and weaponry and the black powder.
Yeah.
That's how I base stuff. I know like more like weapon stuff when we started like using stuff like that. I guess that's how I based off of in my mind right now.
I don't remember American history. I just took it because I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just whenever I, the Civil War, I think of the Shane Gillis one, and he's like, Abraham Lincoln was my favorite. He was like, yeah, I supported him. He said he was going to make the slaves free, but he actually made them free.
That's like Brexit, when they were like, they all wanted so Brexit, and then it happened, and everyone was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I really don't fully understand the whole Brexit stuff. I would have to like talk to someone that actually like it affected
me. I can't live out my London dreams.
Why?
Because I'm an EU citizen, but now it doesn't matter.
Oh, like so, like you can't go to.
Well, I have to apply like a normal person apply for a visa, go through that process.
I mean, you can't just. I mean, if you're an American citizen, you can go to the UK for 6 months
for sure, but. If you're an EU citizen, you can live anywhere in the EU and it's no problem whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
I still have to go through a process.
It's pretty cool, though, that you're like an EU citizen.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Like, hey, I'm going to go to Germany.
Yeah, I don't have to pay for the visa that they're charging people now.
That's sick.
I'm going to save myself.
It's in
like
process of trying to get my...
I don't think it's that expensive.
UK dual citizenship.
That's cool. I want to live in London. I'm jealous.
I think it would be cool to live out there for a little bit. Who knows? Maybe they'll keep me for some time. But go out there, meet some cool people, bring me there.
Good banter.
These are kids.
I think they're cool. Talking about England, I'm watching this show on HBO called Gangs of London. And oh my gosh.
No, it's
so
intense.
Good. I'm like 4 episodes deep. You watched it?
I don't know if I've watched it. I've heard of the name.
Oh, you just know
but,
it like Gangs
but I
of
have
London.
Met some roadmen. Oh my God. It is no joke.
Men? Yeah. Are they like the like just the lackeys in the streets?
Yes. They're like the it's kind of scary.
So there are a lot of gangs and
well, I mean, I don't know about gangs, but selling drugs and dealing drugs like that is just not weird at all. Like some people make money, like here, too. But, you know, they have that European touch. So they have their track suits, and they match, and they look good. They look great selling drugs.
That's cool that they have, like, a uniform, though. That's
they do,
cool.
Like, with their hoodies and their public
they're
jackets.
They're like mobster. It's a look. Like, bag like mobster. Unistyled, modern age mobsters. That's,
yeah.
I mean, hey, like, I don't know. I couldn't do the life, but... I mean, if people are in it, people are, I don't know, like, you got to think of their mental or why they're doing it.
Well,
there's so many reasons.
So many upbringing.
Yeah.
So many paths that lead there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a part of that world. I'll never understand it.
Privilege.
Privilege. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But what if the guy really enjoys it? What if he's like, dude, this is the best. I'm just giving people drugs.
I mean, if you like the money, I think that's probably why you'd
do it. A lot of people
it.
Get in for the money, too. Because you can
make
like, a lot
quick.
Of money
it's
real
quick.
Quick.
Yeah, it's fast money. But it's more of like being able to, it's risky for the biscuit, really.
It's just risky. Yeah, I mean, your life, getting stabbed, you know,
that's,
going
yeah,
to
that's the thing.
Jail.
The one thing in the yeah, gangs of London is like you realize like it's like a lot of the lower guys none of them have like guns because guns are illegal.
I know
they have some guns,
but they
just really bad like pistols.
Yeah, well I know. Well, it shows like the like top mobster guys they'll have actually like nice guns. Of course, they get on black market. They'll assault guns, but like and the lower guys they pulling out like meat cleavers.
Yeah, they know how to use them.
Yeah, like they actually like
like the stabbing problem is no joke.
That's like they just they whip that out and just ting 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 ting.
Sometimes I feel like that's a worse way to, like, get hurt. He's like, the damage you can do? Jeez.
Yeah. The stab wounds, they're just bleeding. I mean,
I feel like
getting shot.
Well, I don't know, because you just getting shot once, depending on where you get shot, is a lot easier to require. You get punctured in a bunch of places. He might puncture a lung. He might puncture something that they got to go in to stitch up. They got a lot of stuff. I mean, same with a gunshot, but I'm saying just a one? A lot easier than getting stabbed a bunch of times. If you only get stabbed once, though, I wonder what would be easier, though.
Dude, wouldn't just be one.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah. I mean, but still, I'd rather probably get shot to death than stabbed to death.
That's
quicker.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
I knew that.
A little bit.
Have you guys seen Top Boy? That is, like, the best UK show right now. And what Drake did was he liked it so much for like the first season.
Drake, are you talking like the rapper?
The rapper. I think he's a producer or something. Like, it was so good and successful that it got canceled, I think. They renewed it on Netflix for 2 or 3 more seasons. The last season's up now. Yeah. It's so good. And it's about gangs and, like, roadmen and selling drugs. Yeah. It's so good. Oh, my God. You should watch it.
Well, maybe after this Gangs of London, I will. Because it's pretty, like, it's crazy. Like, that show, you should watch it. It's like, intense. The fight scenes are, like, John Wick.
Well, I came in from work to one of the fight scenes, and I was like,
dude, like that show,
like he was like, this is the second episode. I was like, oh, they get right to it.
That show goes hard.
They beat the crap out of each other, and it's like, it's honestly not really exaggerated. Like maybe a little bit, but probably not.
Probably more like cinematic.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like,
the fighting is probably not as
you
clean
think about,
anything,
but
it's
growing up in a game world where I mean, guns
are no guns. So
guns
are fight.
Privilege. Yeah, exactly. No, you're always fighting knife in hand, so you just know how to.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know how to get up close and close quarter combat. It's like.
Which I am not condoning crime, but it's more respectable to know what to do.
Just don't get caught.
Don't get caught slack.
Okay, England is.
Or get mixed up and stuff. You don't want to get mixed up.
Okay, don't encourage this.
Wait, we're not encouraging it. I'd say, like, I don't.
Don't do it, but if you do it, don't get caught.
I don't condone, like, deaths of innocent people. If you're in something that is leading to innocent people, I'd be like, nah. Not good, but, like, I don't know.
That's, like, one thing I never understood with, like, the fentanyl crisis, like, people lacing stuff. It was, like, one, if, like, isn't that a drug that you could sell for money? Like, two, it's just, like, I never understood why you're doing it.
Conspiracy theories, like, government's fentanyl? Behind that, bro, because it's trying to thin out people that use drugs.
I'm sorry, you're regular.
In fentanyl.
So,
regular dude doing it. Like, just for fun, I'm gonna just lace fentanyl.
Okay,
okay,
boys, let me help you out. Okay, fentanyl is dirt cheap. It's a synthetic drug, and you need so little to overdose. Like, so little.
Yeah.
And who is usually mixing drugs, you know, cutting drugs? Not a freaking chemist. You know, they just grab what they want to, make it cheaper. Again, it's dirt cheap. They cut uneven amounts. It makes a person even more addicted. So, you know, it's good for sales. Yeah, so they just, again, because you need so little to OD, they don't know what they're doing. So they just cut it in drugs. And, like, some batches, well, you're going to die. And others, you'll be just fine. And when you test your drugs, because, again, it's such a little dose, you can just test a section and you're safe, but the other section has a fatal fentanyl.
That's...
I never
so they're there.
Of like getting people addicted to your drug, if you just sprinkle a little more of it, a really addictive drug in it, like you're selling batches of weed with just a little sprinkle of it, so that they're like, damn, this weed's really good. I need to keep buying this.
So
I never thought of it that way. But that's just messed. I mean, that's again business, bro. Greed. The world just everyone.
Yeah.
Ruins everyone.
Yeah, and again, these aren't chemists cutting your drugs. So
greed really does.
Have low expectations.
Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting, I think, a lot of money. I mean, like you can get your success, whatever, but like when you're like getting it at the expense of people and stuff, like that's just killing your morals. I don't know, but like some people don't have morals. Like you can't hold a person to the same standard.
Definitely hold them to a certain standard.
You can hold them to the law. That's about it.
You know,
you really think about baseline, you can hold them to a law. You can't hold them to think or act any. He'll step over whoever they want, but you can only hold them to the law. You can't hold them to your morals at all.
Yeah, but you know, I feel
it's weird as people with morals created the law. Well, I'm just saying that when the law was created, when they created the laws, it was people were deciding what should go in.
Or so it was just like this smart move. Now, you got to think about, did they have morals? Because then people could argue the whole like gay marriage thing. People are against that, and people are for it. People are like, no, it's against the law. And people are like, why is it against the law? We're people. Mm-hmm. Would you say the guy who made that law, he was morally right?
Well, that was more religious, too.
Exactly. So some of these laws were just made subjectively. So, I mean, baseline laws, hey, don't kill each other.
Yeah, that's a...
Okay, cool.
That's what I was saying.
Murder is wrong.
Isn't that like, don't murder, like, the social contract?
Social contract.
You know, a social contract, it's not like a physical it's not tangible, but it's like, okay, don't kill people, you know what I mean?
Oh, like everyone just knows that.
Yeah.
It's the golden rule.
Go to a third
treat
world country.
You want
to
be treated.
Go to a third world country and they're like, nah, dude, people get killed
but
all around
you. No, you should, although they do it, they still know you shouldn't be killing people.
No. If you're brought up where human life doesn't matter, how are you going to know that killing is wrong?
Okay, you always know that killing is wrong. Doesn't mean it's gonna stop you. Or it's
think
not
about
the
growing
answer.
Up like some of the
as a baby, dude.
They grow up
yeah.
just eating people.
They
probably don't really.
In the end, they hide and they have to be.
No, a cannibalistic
they just
tribe. There's still that one on the island.
Sacrifices, but they can't kill everyone or else they won't continue.
They want to be sacrificed though.
Yeah, there are people. They do like
some
culture.
Right?
Look at the Viking culture where they like once a year they
it's
like
it's
festival and people just sacrifice to their gods and those people would go willingly. They'd be like, yes, I want to die for my gods.
Yeah, but they do, but it's because the intention of a sacrifice and something good. It's not because like, oh, I'm just gonna kill everyone. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm gonna feed my tribe.
They have a good intention in their mind.
Yeah,
to feed their tribe, but they know going around murdering everyone is wrong. You have to do it for a good reason.
You look at Vikings and they
kill everyone.
Okay, I really wonder where we get our information from because sometimes look at
Vikings and raids.
We have pretty good history knowledge on that.
I had that picture. Remember that picture on my story? It was like the Viking raid. It was a photo of the Viking raid. It was like peaceful times, not a phone in sight.
But what was the most recent Viking movie that we watched that was supposed to be like pretty like historically accurate?
No, you're talking about like what the Northmen?
Yeah.
It was probably the most accurate
and
kind of
it definitely specified on a specific type of Viking group.
Yeah,
but
the
it was
berserkers
a group that raided and pilled like took at,
well,
like
the berserkers are crazy. They were tripping on shrooms while they ran around doing this.
Like all I was trying to get at is just some cultures. I feel like they just welcome death and it's they don't
Samurai?
Look at it.
Samurai, dude. If you
honorable,
you killed yourself.
I found that crazy. Killing yourself, being the honorable way.
Getting your head chopped off.
Well, wouldn't they have someone standing behind to make sure it was finished? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Once you did it, lob off your head.
Samurai.
What
think
of the symbolic?
Of I can only think of the samurai ending movie scene.
The Last Samurai.
Yeah.
I'll miss her.
I thought, dude. You ever see that movie, The Last Samurai?
We can rewatch The Last Samurai. That is such a good movie.
That was a good
movie. Yeah, but what were you gonna say though? I swear you were gonna chime in on that murder talk.
I don't know. I feel like this is a discussion that I am not prepared for. I feel like I need more.
I don't know. Well, like, I mean, if you look at this history of how much people just killed each other, there's a different, be killed or kill or be killed kind of mentality, like, a lot.
But my point is like, instinctually, we know we can't kill each other because we have to continue, right?
No.
So.
Yeah, but if your people continue.
Yeah, but there's the herd mentality. You know, but you're still your group of people. You know you can't, like, kill them all and you be the only
You
person.
Could if one challenges you to keep order.
Well, no, she's just saying to, like, wipe out everyone.
Oh, yeah, no one's going to kill each other, like, drop nukes on the world to kill us all. Actually,
that's really close.
There's some, like, instinct that you know that it's not good to just, like, murder just to murder unless you have, like, a justifiable intention. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to have a reasoning behind it. I know, or you're a psychopath. There was a psychopath that just killed
reason to kill someone. Oh, that's self-defense.
Look, I think that's like psychopaths. Like, they just killed
reason.
To kill. Oh, not at all.
For real. You know,
what are you talking about?
Reason, but it's not good.
No, I'd say that comes to... No, there's not good unless you're fighting, like, a just war or something. Like, you pull World War II as a great example. Those guys killing German soldiers, even though, like...
Buy it.
Yeah, that was a good cause. You were stopping the spread of a very bad force. Imagine Hitler running the
world. You know, but you could also go into an argument and still say that. Is it still morally correct to kill someone? You know what I mean? Like, this is something that just never ends. It's just a constant.
Yeah, because, like, if
you know?
At the end of the day, you would have said it's morally wrong for Hitler.
Of course. I think you shouldn't kill
someone. So, at the end of the day, if everyone
didn't you start a support group and tell them why they were wrong and they shouldn't think?
Well, that's today.
Why don't you understand that they were being brainwashed or that's all that they knew?
I mean, that's true, though. Well, I watched a documentary on the size of, like, the German soldiers, like, of kind of, like, a killing squad. It was pretty crazy. But, I mean, yeah, there were some guys that thought it was, like, duty in the war, and they were fighting this war thinking that they were fighting for German, people and everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the thing that was crazy is everyone's different. in their minds. You never know where anyone's mental is. I mean, that's the thing. I think today's age, we have a pretty good sense of, hey, you shouldn't murder people. It's wrong. But I think definitely if you went back in time, it was, hey, yeah, take care of your people, family, or whatever, and everyone else you can kill. Human life doesn't matter if they're not a part of your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably that mentality. It's crazy what humans go through. That was probably like a big thing. And now we're like, oh, we can make.
That definitely was what it was.
So, I wouldn't say it wasn't like human life doesn't matter, but it was just like.
You got to think human life doesn't matter if you're willing to take it that easily. If they were like, oh, this tribe's against us, let's
murder. Yeah, but there wouldn't be treaties and stuff if that was that.
But treaties are a very probably new thing, dude. Probably treaties, I mean, there were probably always talks.
They probably
have been around a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm wondering if the first war.
People probably realized that. They're like, hey, it's more valuable to not kill these guys.
But I'm wondering when the actual first treaty was like, oh, here, we'll actually sign this to prove that we both did it. I wonder if like there's just too many wars where they're like, all right, we'll cease fire and another team came. No, you said you cease fire. Prove it.
You know, this just makes me think of all the treaties the United States had with Native American tribes that just did not go fulfilled.
Yeah, that's a whole. But
I don't know too much about it. I think it's pretty messed up.
Even though in California we're like obligated to take a class in American Indian Studies.
I never took one.
In community college, as a general
did one in like more like.
I was cool, man. I vibed out for a little bit and then joined the Marine Corps. Woo! So I didn't do.
I was cool and I vibed out.
I vibed out for a little bit because I didn't join the Marine Corps until I was 21. So like,
okay, so that was
I got out of high school and I vibed out for a while.
Is it true that Marines are like the first ones that get sent out?
Yeah. Well, we have a group going to Israel right now.
I was gonna bring that up. Yeah.
We got a group going over to Israel right now. The 26th MU, I think. And then I think they're actually going to be sent into Israel to perform evacuations and operations or something. Yeah, dude. First Marines to go get some in a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know if they're doing humanitarians, maybe. I mean, prayers and thoughts go out to them. But, like, I know that mentality. I know they're probably thinking, I mean, there's a lot of probably nerves, but also excitement to finally, like, you know, hey, we're going to go do our job.
Yeah. The Marines are.
It's respect.
Yeah, straight up. I didn't get to do anything cool like that, so those guys are doing a lot more than I did in my 4 years.
Well, like, I guess you get to have.
I got to see 29 Palms. Yep, that was my service. I got to see 29 Palms, like some Australia, Okinawa.
Not like
you
that.
You it as the least exciting place you've been.
It was terrible, yeah.
Yeah, it's the middle of nowhere.
I'm glad you hated it too, man.
I mean, it gets to 120 in the summer.
Dad was stationed there.
It wasn't the greatest place we've lived throughout all the places.
Now imagine being there and you're not trying to hide from the sun. No, they make you put on full gear and go run in it.
Yeah,
you hated that desert even more.
I would tell them skin cancer runs in my family and that this is not safe.
Do they care? I know. Like, they care?
They'd make me lay out. Yeah, that way. I said that.
Oh, you have skin cancer? Oh, yeah. Go sunbathe.
Yeah, go sunbathe. You know what? Take off all your gear. Heck yeah. Let your skin out. Absorb this. You need some vitamin D.
You only need to be in the sun for, like, 15 minutes.
What enhances sunburns? Is it oil?
Yeah, oil.
Yeah, rub some oil on your face.
Yeah, you guys are pink.
I got
sunburns. My neck is because of my helmet. The back of my neck, too. That's the worst because it's usually.
I got the sunscreen, and I hope he wears.
We went from that
leaf. I used
skincare and
skincare. This
skin
is
cancer.
Sunscreen is healthcare. It is not skincare.
Healthcare.
Yeah, because you're preventing skin cancer.
That's true.
And like UV radiation damage, which is essentially skin cancer.
Skincare is healthcare, would it not be?
Depends, but sunscreen for
all right.
Well, yeah.
On that note, I think, hey guys, remember to wear sunscreen because it is skin care is health care.
Sunscreen is health care.
A lot of sunscreens are low key not good for you.
Yeah, but that's like another
pick topic. The ones that are good for you.
Yeah, pick
exactly.
Your
poison.
You know, it's just best of luck in life, guys.
Honestly, if
there's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
What was your thought?
Well, I was just going to say it's better to wear sunscreen that slightly poisons you than a sun that, like,
will kill you.
Yeah.
Stick to mineral sunscreen, and if you really care, just Google it.
Facts. All right. Well, as always,
the sun,
have the best
day. Become a vampire.
week, month, year, and whatever you do, I hope you do it right and you live your best life. We're out. Thanks for doing this, guys.